The last Ukrainian fighters in the besieged city of Mariupol are barricaded inside a huge steel plant, reportedly along with 1,000 civilians. Now, Russian leader Vladimir Putin is telling his forces not to storm the plant, but instead to block it so that, as Putin put it, not even a fly comes through. Mariupol is strategically important to Moscow. To understand what this means to the war in Ukraine, we're joined now by retired U.S. Army Brigadier General Peter Zwak, who served as the U.S. defense attaché to Russia from 2012 to 2014. General, what do you make of Vladimir Putin's brand new order?
Good morning. The fact that it is public, he's transmitting. They're coming up on Easter, on the 24th. Perhaps it is trying to show some type of twisted benevolence or something like that. And sort of by making that statement, basically telling the Russian people that they've won. And they'll just seal this pocket off, but they've taken the main city. I think there's another factor that they don't want to continue to skewer, if you will, their forces. In trying to storm the last holdout, the last remnants of the Marine Brigade and the Azov Regiment that are there. That will be bloody, and then that will extend it even longer. Mm. So I think that there's a lot of media and transmitting that Putin is doing. The fact that we finally have heard of Sergei Shoigu, that's been a while since they've been talking back and forth publicly. So yes, I think they want to impale more forces in there. But they also are transmitting to their people and to the world.
Okay. Now, I read in a tweet, General, that you have described the defense of Mariupol both as epic and tragic. How so?
What we're seeing here, as far as what is going on in this monstrous, unprovoked invasion, is that Mariupol, along the Sea of Azov coast, where everything else was falling fairly quickly, has held out now for 2 months, and it is creating for Ukraine. A major, if you will, rally around the flag, the nation, our people, hardcore. We've heard the term the Alamo. I call it in many ways Ukraine Stalingrad. Hmm. Because they're fighting over the steelworks, Azovstadt, much as the Soviets fought in 1942-43 over the famous Zhezhinsky tractor works, which is, by the way, a horrific complex. For attackers, but I think it's all of that. It's epic, and then there's a tragedy. It's an enormous human tragedy. Thousands of civilians are trapped. Nobody knows the number. How many have been killed? The corridors back and forth have been erratic at best, and this is not over.
What would it mean then if this major port city indeed falls?
If indeed falls, I think that for Ukraine, it is already an epic story. This is part of, if you will, the new, if you will, vision of its own nationhood post-1991 and really 2014 and now today. So for the Russians, it is a major operational irritant because it sits astride the north-south links that we're trying to connect, if you will, Rostov and southeastern Russia with Ukraine. It's there, but more than anything else, it's the symbol of Ukrainian resistance to the Russians, and it is hard for the Russians.
So in a twisted way, it's a win. Is it a win for Ukraine already, regardless of how it turns out?
Yes. I believe this is a win. The heroism, the world attention, David and Goliath, all of that is playing in. And it just shows again how the Russians miscalculated the extent of their invasion of Ukraine. And this is a important piece of that, and the narrative is strategic while the battle is operational and tactical.
Retired Brigadier General Peter Zwak, thank you very much.
All the best.